Hi, the question this week is this: is it time for Jesus to come again? Televangelists, radio preachers, denominational pastors, and Sunday school teachers by the groves are viewing the recent developments in our world as fulfillments of Bible prophecies. These men and women who claim to be authorities on the Bible are telling us that the Battle of Armageddon is about to be fought right now or very soon. Furthermore, we're being taught by these Bible experts that the second return of Jesus is just around the corner, and that the present system of things that we know now is about to come to an end. Is this true? Do Bible prophecies really teach this, and is Jesus about to come again? Well, let's consider some relevant Bible passages. First, let us say that Jesus is going to return again. Of this point, there is no doubt. For proof, turn to Acts chapter 1 and notice what the angels told the apostles who had just witnessed Jesus ascend into heaven. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you to into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Since Jesus ascended in the clouds to return to heaven, and since he shall come again in the same manner as he left, we conclude that he shall return in the clouds of heaven. This conclusion is verified by other plain passages in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." From this marvelous passage, we learn several things. First, we learn the Lord shall come again in the clouds of heaven. Second, he shall not actually set foot on this earth again, but instead, all those who are faithful shall be caught up together with him and shall meet him in the air. And third, once these saints have met the Lord in the air, they shall forever be with him there. In other words, there will be no third return of Jesus to do something else. The scriptures are completely silent about Jesus ever setting foot on this planet again. All the talk that we hear about Jesus coming to this earth and setting up a physical kingdom and reigning on this earth as an earthly king is based on some highly symbolic passages in the book of Revelation. Whatever those symbolic and figurative passages may mean, we know they do not contradict these plain passages, which clearly declare that Jesus shall not set foot on this earth again. We must let the simple, literal passages govern our understanding of complex, figurative passages. Unfortunately, most people allow the complex, figurative, and symbolic passages to govern how they understand the simple, literal passages. Now, Jesus will never set foot on this earth again, what will happen when he comes to meet the saints in the air? In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." How simple this passage is to understand. We're not left to guess what events shall take place when Jesus comes again. First, the earth, everything in the earth and the heavens shall be burned up with fervent heat. This will truly be the end of the world. And second, according to this passage, it shall come upon men like a thief in the night. Now, a thief does not give any advance warnings that he's about to come. The idea of comparing the end of the world to a thief is to emphasize that no one will be expecting it. Well, this brings us to our original question. Is Jesus ready to come again? My friend, Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. He will not give any advance warnings. The recent events in the Middle East absolutely indicate nothing as to when Jesus will come again. Jesus said so plainly. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36, he says, "Of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 44, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. In Matthew 25, verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. It's a fruitless and worthless effort for men and women to sit around speculating as to when Jesus is going to come again. He has told us plainly and repeatedly, no one knows when this event will occur except God the Father. And it's amazing to me that men and women can become so fanatical and excited about when the world's going to end, and they seem not to realize that when they die, the world has come to an end for them. They ought to forget about trying to guess when Jesus shall come again and start preparing their souls for the day when they must die. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.